Welcome to Spark Studio Session Number 1. Mark Haugen, DJ. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I'm Mark Haugen, your host of a very first episode, Music, Memories, and the Monsoon of Life. I am more than mildly geeked about this show. I'm excited to be joined by a good friend of mine, Ryan Jones, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
Doing good, Ryan. I'm so glad you're here. You're a Tame Impala fan as well?
I am a Tame Impala fan. Halaya Ricky got me in on them.
So. Nice.
Yeah, he's.
And Ricky is your producer, correct?
He's a mixing engineer.
He's the mixing engineer.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So.
I'm so excited because I got to tell you the story. I basically got a vision that was birthed January 1, 2021.
Yeah.
What happened was three things occurred. Started with, I think it was a text or a message from my friend Kyle Torfin. He is an unbelievable fan. He's my favorite fan in all of sports and all of life. And he texted me a picture from January 1, 2012, which was back then. I was a raving and still kind of am huge basketball fan, but a Timberwolves fan. And at that time, I was asked to lead a crazy fan section, Los Locos, you know, get people pumped up. And so I got that started. And so he sent a picture just bringing me back to this memory. Craziest 3.5-4 months of my life. So I get this memory. Then my very good friend, very close friend, Ben Munseth calls and says, hey, man, how you doing? Like, I haven't talked to you for, a month. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And so we're just chatting. And the last time I talked to him, I was actually in White Sands, New Mexico. And I was actually, I was in Denver coming back from that trip to White Sands. And I was telling him all the crazy things that happened. I was so excited. But on New Year's Day this year, I was kind of in a funk or whatever. Mm. And as soon as he said, remember what happened that day? And I was like, holy cow, that was an amazing day that I...
Yeah.
That I can't even explain, okay? So let me just set the stage. I won't even talk about White Sands. I'll talk about the last couple. We'll just talk about this last stretch before I got on the plane. Mm. Where what happened in White Sands, there was some sort of atomic shift in my soul that took place. I had an exchange. I was full of a lot of fear. And I went to the sands and that fear like blew away. And if you've ever been there, no matter what you write in the sand, no matter where you slide, like you think, oh, there's a pattern. Nope. 2 minutes later, the sand blows it away. And it was like this picture of like fear is gone. So then I come back and I'm with my daughter, Ivy, who's six, and she came with me. And what happened was we were waiting to get, we dropped off our rental car and we were waiting to get, you sit in the shuttle and you're like, let's go. And it was just me, Ivy, and this other guy. And the driver was just like kind of dinking around. Like normally, people get in the car. Okay, let's in the shuttle. Let's go. He just kind of waited. And I didn't understand what he was waiting for because there was nobody there. And so I was kind of mad. I mean, I don't know other than just to be like really upset. And it's like, well, okay, whatever. It was a good trip. But so long story short, all these people start coming in, loading up. Then we go. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the airport. We're literally half a mile. And this water main blows just to the side.
Wait, what?
It just blows up, and this water is just pouring onto the street, onto the road where we have to get to the airport.
Oh, my goodness, no way.
And it is the biggest, brightest rainbow you've ever seen.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
Right on the road. It's right there. And I take a picture, and I'm like, and all of us, are in our masks, and we're just like, what is going on? And then I took a four-second video of us literally driving right into the rainbow and it disappearing. And I was like, what?
What?
And all of a sudden, in a COVID era, everybody's kind of afraid to talk to each other.
Yeah.
This guy goes, hey, can you send me that video or that picture? I'm like, yeah. So we start texting. So I meet this guy, and he's from, like, Texas. And we just, like, hit it off.
What? You are just
crazy. It was just unbelievable.
You're amazing.
But it doesn't happen. Like,
you can make friends with literally anyone,
but,
Mark.
But, dude, like, this was a divine sort of what? But
yeah,
it was just like,
cool.
And so I'm telling Ben this.
Yeah.
And, this was in December, right? It was my birthday, actually.
Yeah.
Reminding me in the moment. So, like, again, I'm going to set the stage.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to be at least 11 episodes long. This is episode 1.
Yeah.
With my life, it's going to be about music.
Yep.
It's going to be about the music and the memories that are made to the music and the memories of life. And then... Music, memories, and the monsoon of life. Right now, outside of these walls and upstairs and around on the surface, it's a monsoon out there.
Yeah.
And we need to remember the good things, the hard things, and we need help.
Yeah.
That's what this episode first is called by, because the third person that contacted me on New Year's Day, or you didn't reach out to me.
Yeah.
You were putting social media out, but I saw Ryan's new song, Help.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is this a Beatles cover? Because I was like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay.
A lot of people have said that.
Like, I was like, well,
sorry, the title's already been taken.
If it is, it's a good thing for your search, right? Because they'll maybe find you.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I listened to it and loved it right away. I was like, he starts out with the hey, and it just got this groove, and it's just like a really nice, and you'll hear it in this episode.
Yeah.
And it was just so good. But there was this line, and I wrote about it actually on my Instagram today, because my goal, Ryan, just so you know,
yeah,
I'm going to do everything in my power
yeah.
to get you to 100,000 spins of that sucker, because that is such a good song.
Wow.
I'll keep my head up above water, figure it out. Such a Minnesota passive-aggressive thing to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the truth of the matter is, I'm afraid to drown.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, you want to talk about a music generating, bringing me back to a memory that I don't know if you could call it, you can't shove it under a rug, but as a kid, you know, I don't particularly love water, don't love swimming, but this summer I decided in July that I'm going to take my 9-year-old to California and we're going to try surfing. So we go out there, my 9-year-old's, fairly risk averse, but she wanted a boogie board. So she's like doing the boogieing thing. And then I got a kind of a short surfboard, and it was a perfect day just north of Santa Cruz. I think it's called Waddell Beach. These guys are doing kiteboarding, and you know, there's not a lot of surfing going on, but I'm just like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try. And it was hard. It was actually a very humbling thing. It's so much work, so much energy just to like battle the waves. And it was perfect day because it wasn't like huge waves. So anyways, what happened was, I was, you know, fairly close to Malia, and suddenly, like, I didn't even realize what had happened, but it was some kind of rip, some kind of current that pushed me away from her, and I couldn't touch, I couldn't see what was going on, and suddenly I'm stuck in this absolutely helpless place of yelling at the top of my lungs,
oh my
the title of your song, Help! And I've got a loud voice.
Yeah.
But when I'm yelling right at Malia, she can't hear me. And if you want to talk about like the most scary feeling is to think about that. Like if I don't survive this, what a terrible memory for my kid.
Mm.
And it's not a way to go, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but the earth, the universe, God, whatever, heard my cry and swept me back and I was fine.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then like, I don't want to say it was like a glimpse, but it like just, I was fine. And we took a picture and it was this great memory of being there. But when your song came on January 1st, it just ripped my heart open.
Wow.
Just remember how close you were. This thin line. And guess what the difference was? Crying out for help. That was it. And so this is what has kind of led me to the show, and again, okay, so that was January 1st.
Wow.
That's what happened to me, man. So
that's unreal.
Yeah. I mean, music is powerful. So, and I'm a DJ, and it's COVID era, and I want to do something, right?
Yeah.
And I want to do something about this, and I need to just share what's on my heart. Well, this memory thing is big for me, because what I realized even on January 1st, that Ben, he was an instrument to bring me back to that miracle of that rainbow that we drove through that day, because I was telling him about it. He was like, dude, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgotten. And that's why we need to tell our stories, to put it out there so we remember. So episode one, we're in 2021. What I want to do with this is over the next 11 weeks or thereabouts, and who knows, maybe I'll do more episodes because this opens up a lot. I want to talk about the last decade and remember it both for my own self and for others. Because in the decade of 2010 to 2020, I met my birth mom, met my sister I'd never met before. I lost my best friend, Jeremy Erickson, to cancer. I also lost my birth mom. Obviously, COVID happened.
Yeah.
There's all these great memories that I want to just retell and have people talk about it.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's what this podcast is going to be about. And so what I would like to do is play this song, help so you can hear it. And like I said, it's my goal to get this song to a lot of spins, okay? Because it's just a beautiful thing. And Ryan, if you want to talk about it, just tease it a little bit.
Yeah, I think the first step towards any kind of restoration is to ask for help. You know, you can't have healing in your life if you don't ask for help first, because for me, there's a lot of pride that I'm trying to sacrifice with this song, because for the most part of my life, I'm just like, no, I can figure it out. I can do it. I can muscle through problems and issues that I have, but actually we're not, it doesn't work. And we need people around us to help us and encourage us and spur us on. So
here we go. It's help. Ryan Jones and Help. What a great song. What an inspiration.